are live from Brevard, North Carolina, where today the Pisgah Black Bears will take on the Brevard Blue Devils here at the Brevard Softball Field, which has been a work in progress, Chuck. It's really got a lot prettier, and they've done a lot of work to it and everything, but this is a key matchup in the conference with Pisgah. Brevard is a very good team this year. They're not the same that they've usually been. But Pisgah's coming in a week of spring break. We had to play Smoky Mountain at the end of the spring break, which notably every time the Bears are on the spring break, they end up playing a little lethargic, a little, you know, not as sharp. And we beat Smoky Mountain, which was a tough team, but, you know, we beat them 8-1. But today we got an opponent that we need to take care of business here on the, at Brevard.
Well, right at the beginning of the season, what would you have said if we said, you know, going through the, looking at the Western North Carolina Athletic Conference, you know, what team would you have thought would have been a contender halfway, you know, around the halfway point? You would have thought Franklin. You may have thought North Henderson. But nobody mentioned about the Brevard Blue Devils, and they have been a pleasant surprise for the folks here in Brevard. And, you know, we saw a lot of talent last year with the Peyton Bailey, their shortstop, their multi-talented three-sport athlete, Aquasia Avery out in center field. There was a lot of talent last year, and they're all back. So this is, and they're going to throw a freshman inside the circle. And she's talented.
She's very talented, and they beat North Henderson, and they beat West Henderson, which were the two teams that I thought would be fighting for that third position, because I thought that Franklin and Pisgah would be the dominant foes this year in the conference, and I thought that, you know, the third place would be fought over North and West, but here comes Brevard sneaking in, and right now they're in the second place in the conference right behind us. So they've knocking on that door and saying, look, don't forget about us and Brevard, because we've got some talent. We're going to fix them to show y'all today what we got. And they also got speed. You can't forget Jada Hempel, the little shortstop. I think she'll be playing shortstop today. We don't know. They've got a lot of freshmen. They do not have a JV. They might have a JV team. I'm not sure. But Jada Hempel is very quick. She can lay the bunt down and get on first base before you have time to react.
Yeah, Jada's out. She played last year. Jada's is going to be out in left field. Peyton Bailey, which we saw a lot of her. We just kind of looked at, you know, each other in basketball season and said, this girl from Brevard's, you know, so talented in all different types of sports. She's a sensational basketball player. But we were more impressed with her softball skills last year, and you know, she's matured a year. So, you know, we expect a lot of, you know, we expect a very tough softball game, but we just, it's a surprise playing this team because we just never thought about them. But, you know, you mentioned it in the pregame, you know, introduction is the fact that they have done a lot of work at this facility. The surface is smooth and beautiful. Mm-hmm. We have a sunsplash day. We may have a lot of balls take, you know, going yard because that gusting wind you hear in our microphones in our open air press box is blowing from home plate to left center, and I mean it's gusting. So they get it up in that jet stream, though, there may be a lot of round trippers.
It could be today. And you know, another thing that we discussed and I was thinking about before the pregame, Brevard High School softball program is now reaping the benefits of Heidi Morgan coaching for two seasons over here. She is what has really sparked this softball team, because before she came to Brevard High School, this softball team was dead in the water. She sparked the team, and she's the one that's got them where they are right now. And so we have to give kudos to that, because Heidi Morgan is an excellent coach, excellent catcher, that has moved to Pisgah now. And so she's helping the JV team on Pisgah side now. And I noticed the other day when we were at Smoky Mountain, she's really working with the catchers. Well, I was thinking about this when I watched her work with the catchers. Look at the catchers that's come from Pisgah. You got her. You got the Pace, Haley Pace. You got Mahala Irvin is probably going to end up being the best catcher ever at Pisgah. This is like catcher high school for Pisgah High School. I mean, it's been one good catcher right after another. And she's going to get us another one up before we get out of the JV program.
Well, that's a good point. And the Black Bears, you know, have they're sitting right now undefeated in the conference at 5-0 and 5-2-1 overall. Their only losses was when we were, you know, at half strength at Inca on a blistering. I mean, that was a freezing cold day.
Yes.
And they went down and took on number four. Or number one ranked in 4A, Alexander Central, and also nationally ranked. So, you know, they're not afraid of playing quality competition. But, you know, they're they're the defending champion, and they're a good softball team, and they're going to take a sophomore, Callie Kirkendall, put her inside the circle, match her up against Casey, you know, Cassie Gilbert, and we're going to have a pitching duel.
We probably will, and this might be end up being a defensive game, and if it is, Pisgah's defense has been playing exceptionally well against Smoky Mountain. I'm telling you, Shelby Tomasi just gobbled up. I don't know how many liners down the third baseline. She is really starting to come in her own, and she's a sophomore playing third base, and, I mean, it was impressive. So defensively, I think Pisgah is very, very good. It's the offense that's concerning me, the bats. We struggled at Smoky Mountain, you know, but we didn't have all our players then because there were still some on spring break. We didn't have Hannah last night. We didn't have Nadia Hudson or a couple other kids. And so Serena was just having to put kids out there and play them against Smoky Mountain. So
do you think, they are coming off the spring break? This is the first game. They did play some during the spring break. And, you know, folks, softball and baseball have really taken a hit with the March weather that we've had. It was more like November-like weather, but, you know, all of a sudden the break, and we're sitting at low 80s here in Brevard, 83 degrees. And again, there's not a cloud in the sky, and it's beautiful setting right here.
And Tim at the studio, our great engineer, Tim Hodgins, just sent me a note saying that the temperature is 78 degrees this hour in Brevard. I mean, you couldn't ask for better softball weather. 78 degrees. A little breezy, sun. It's not going to get too hot. Like I say, like Chuck was saying, you can hear the breeze in our microphones, and we apologize for that, but we can do a thing about that.
It's not a cold breeze, folks.
No.
I'll tell you what, I saw a sign coming in into Brevard off of a bank. It said 83 degrees, and I thought, you know, my thing said 78, then 77. I thought, okay, all right, somebody's not calibrated right, but so it's a nice day. It's softball weather, and it looks like we're going to, throughout the stretch run of the regular season, we're going to have some great weather, and all the cold weather's behind us, and we're ready for some Western North Carolina Athletic Conference softball, and I mean, this is going to be a good showdown between Pisgah 5-0 in the conference against Brevard 5-1, and we're going to take a break right here for a message. When we come back, we'll be ready to run down some lineups and give you some final thoughts before we have our first pitch. We'll be back after these messages.
This broadcast of Sugar Bear Softball is being brought to you by B. Allen Construction, Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, and American Pawn and Pickers.
American Pawn and Pickers, we do the picking, we do the grinning. Buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, diamond rings. We will loan you money or about buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking. We'll do the grinning, 1116 Patton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Brevard, Chuck and I was just having a discussion about the pregame, about the defense and stuff, but we're going to try to give you a lineup in a few minutes. But right now, Pisgah's out on the field doing her pregame warm-ups, and I just want to give everybody a kudo for our pregame sponsors today, which is American Pawn and Pickers, Brad Allen and Ken Wilson Ford. Folks, if you get a chance to see anybody in town or just go by to these businesses, give them a thank you on sponsoring the softball program. It is, it means a lot to the people in Canton that we can, Chuck and I can bring this game to them, because a lot of people work and it's hard for them to get to these softball games starting at 4 o'clock, and they get to listen to it on the radio or on their iPhones or on all this technology that we, me and you, don't know how to operate, Chuck. And, you know, Champion Credit Union's another, Midwest. Just go by, give them a thank you, and thank them for supporting Pisgah softball. But Chuck, it looks like Pisgah's done with the warm-ups. It looks like Bavard will be coming out in a few minutes for theirs, and then we're ready to get this game started.
What do you expect, Brenda, after this? I mean, you know, they've played one game. You know, the spring break wasn't a lot of softball play, but key matchup down in on a Friday, wasn't it, at Smoky Mountain? They played and won 8-1.
They played. It was a win. They didn't look sharp, not like they did before they went on spring break. You have a lot of kids that were still not there because they were still on spring break. But defensively, they looked really good. I've not seen Bavard play, but I've heard that they are outstanding. So, you know, we're just going to have to wait and see. And you know, us coming up to bat first, I think's the key. Let's see if we can hit this freshman first thing. Let's see if a freshman has nerves. And that's where I think we'll get.
Well, a game like this still has some tension to it. Do you think that young Cassie Gilbert, the freshman pitcher for Bavard, will start feeling it? Or, you know, do you think that what she's done so far this season is, you know, an example of, you know, she's tested. She's battle tested.
Well, this is a big game. And most of the games that they've played so far have been at home. I mean, they beat Smoky Mountain at Smoky Mountain 11-3. They lost to Franklin at Franklin 6-1. So Franklin is a tough team. So, and we beat Franklin. So it's hard to tell. They beat Tuscola 18-0. They beat East Henderson 17-1. We beat those probably that bad. West Henderson one surprises me. They beat them 14-1 here. North Henderson they beat at North Henderson 2-0. But in the West Henderson game, they did not pitch Kuntz against Bavard, because that was the game right after us. Kuntz pitched against us, so they used another pitcher. On the North Henderson game, I'm not sure about that, because Kim Cannon is back for them, and she was a good pitcher last year as a freshman. She's a sophomore this year, too. I don't understand if North Henderson does not have the offense that they normally have. Maybe that's their problem. And they got a couple of hits off of her, and that's what caused them to win the game. So we're just going to have to wait and see.
Well, we're about ready to get this ball game started. Managers are at home plate going over the ground rules at this facility, and I have to say, Rhonda, that all the work they have done at this beautiful facility is very impressive. This is years ago. You'd walk by and you kind of just shake your head at the facility. This is
yeah.
Nice.
And if you see the existing, the folks, they have a newer fence brought in, and it's probably the softball distance 210. Down the middle, maybe 210 on the left hillside, 180 maybe over here. It's a short right field fence. So, but before, it was an odd shaped fence. It was an odd shaped ballpark, and it went all the way over to the other side, and there's an old fence there, and they used that as the existing outfield fence. And it made the field look terrible. I mean, it was just out of shape. So we're getting a lineup now. And they're going to give the lineups now. We've got, if you hear the announcer in our headsets, that's what you're hearing. But, yeah, they've done a lot of work. They've got a new coach here, and I know that he's done a lot of fundraising to support this team, a lot more than normal. So it's going to be an interesting game. I'm really excited about this game. It's really going to – this will be a good game for our girls to test them to see how well they are doing.
You know, that's the thing over the years that I've noticed is that there's not been a lot of lineup changes. You know, once Serena locks in on her lineup, she likes to stay with it. Mm-hmm. That to me is a player's manager, mm-hmm. In this game, because, you know, she'll put the people in there. You know, you always build your lineup with the 3, the 4 hitter, then move to 1 and 5. Those are the first 4 that you feel that you got to fill with.
She's been looking all summer. She's been looking or the first few games, she's been looking for a leadoff hitter to get on base. And I think she's finally found her hitter, and that is Ashley Penland. She was 4 of 4 against Smoky Mountain. And, I mean, she was hitting the ball hard. She gets on, and then you got Sheridan Presley up behind her. Then you got Mahala Irvin coming up. I mean, you got three big hitters right there now. So that puts your pressure on your offense and on your pitchers. And you can't relax because you got Callie Kirkengall and Shelby Tomasi right behind her.
The Penland really had a game. You know, down at Smoky Mountain, you know, but in the game before, Sheridan Presley, you know, was 4 for 5. There's always just a different Black Bear stepping up and having a big game and contributing.
And that's what you want. We're going to do the national anthem, folks, and we hope you can hear it from where we're standing. But we're going to do the national anthem.
Now.
Anthem, and we're ready to play ball.
Never gets old. Young right-hander, young freshman right-hander, Casey Gilbert will go inside the circle. Standing about 5'4". You can tell this young lady is a freshman, but she can really bring it to the plate. And she'll scheduled up to face her for the Biscuit Black Bears will be Ashley Penland, Sheridan Presley, and Mahala Irvin.
In that order, Coach has given her word, girls' last word. She knows how important this game is in the conference standing. We don't want to be in a tie. At least if we beat Bavard, it gives us a two-game lead, and that kind of gives us a little cushion there. So, and that's what you want. You want to stay ahead in the conference. Conference most important right now. But these girls have played tough competition. Alexander Central, I mean, they said that was the team. They done like a military, son. The girls would tell me they'd done everything like their coach was like a military drill sergeant. He'd tell them to do it, and they'd do it, you know, in sequence. So
that's going to be Gilbert versus Kirkendall. Kirkendall. That'll be Kirkendall versus Gilbert.
That's Smiley.
The batteries.
Smiley's her nickname now.
And again, just a gorgeous afternoon here in Brevard, North Carolina. We're getting ready to start this game, and Gilbert's finished with her warm-up tosses.
It's all right, I got it.
And Ashley Penland, two left-handed hitters, will jump into the box to lead off this inning, and Ashley Penland will be the first one. Here we go, we're ready. A lot of wind. Get it up into the jet stream. We might have some round trippers for you today.
And she has a hot bat going into this game.
First pitch is high over the head of Penland. Ball one.
You can see probably a little nervous and probably anxious too.
Gilbert Reddy, here's her pitch. High again, high and in tight. So 2-0, you can see that the young red-headed pitcher for Bavard. Red hair, wears sunglasses, and has a face mask to protect the nose. Here's her 2-0 pitch, swung and fouled right back at us, and I jerked out of the way.
I jerked too, so we have a net in front of us. We both were ducking.
So 2-0 count. Penland still has a hitter's count here in the top of the first inning, no score. Penland leading off.
And Sheridan on deck.
Penland was 4-for-4 in her last game. Here comes Gilbert's pitch. Strike. Painted that outside corner.
Mm-hmm.
Nice pitch, little sliding action, little cutting action. After those first two pitches, her last two pitches have looked like somebody that's been a wily veteran of softball.
She settled down.
Here comes the pitch. Swung on and grounded over to second base, flipped over in time to get Penland. For out number one. And that's going to bring up Sheridan Presley, another hot-hitting black bear for Serena Goodwin.
It usually takes Pisgah hitters one time through rotation to get the pitcher down. Once they get her down, they will start hitting her, but it takes them usually one time.
Gilbert ready to go. Here's her first offering, and that's fouled back off the hands. About a cutter inside, and that Presley saw that coming down the middle, and then it cut inside and got on her hands, and she fouled it back.
Mm.
You look over at Peyton Bailey at shortstop, and she's playing a slap to left field. Wide open middle for Sheridan Presley. She can get it there. Ball outside, 1-1.
The same way with her second baseman, too. She's leaning more toward first, and there's a big gap between the pitcher and the second baseman. So on each side of the pitcher, there's a lot wide open field.
Ball inside, moved the feet of Presley. So that makes the count at 2-1. Miss Cassie Gilbert, a freshman, inside the circle for Bavard. One of the main reasons why they are 11-1 overall on the season. Here's the pitch, just outside and low, 3-1. So you would think that Presley's looking for her pitch in a hitter's count here.
Yeah, it's a hitter's count. So, like any good hitter, you tell them if it's in there, swing.
Gilbert ready. Here's the pitch. Swung on and grounded. Just passed the bag at first, but foul. So that brings the count at full at 3-2 to Sheridan Presley, who's got probably one of those gaudy batting averages.
Yeah, if we could ever get the coach to give us our stats.
Here's Gilbert's pitch. Swung on and missed. But the high cheese, and Presley goes down, and that's what you got to do with two strikes as a pitcher in any game, softball or baseball, is elevate strike three.
Went with that rise ball, which it just kept going up, and then Sheridan probably seen it at one height, and then the time he got to the plate, it was at another height.
That's
going to
bring up Mahala Irvin, who signed with Gardner-Webb University.
How you doing?
29 home runs on the season. High rice ball, as Rhonda just spoke on that last pitch, to see if Irvin would go chase.
And Irvin's probably the most patient hitter at the plate you'll ever see.
Just hit the ball solid, it will go out. Irvin can supply the power. Gilbert's bringing some gas up here. Here's the pitch, again, high and outside, so it's 2-0. She's keeping the ball away from the Irvin's power zone.
She's probably afraid to throw to her because wheelhouse, as they say.
Gilbert ready to go. Here's her pitch. Swung on, lifted, deep to left field, but camped underneath there is Jada Hemphill. And she hauls that in right at the fence. So that's three up, three down, and that's all for Pisgah on the top of the first. We move to the middle of the first with no score in this ballgame.
Well, I told you at the beginning of the game, I thought this was going to be more of a defensive game, and I think it will be. I'm really anxious to see how Callie comes out pitching after the way she pitched Friday. I believe she will probably be much better, more crisper, because she was at the beach last week. And, I know every parent has schedules their vacations on their kids' spring breaks and stuff, but it really messes up when you get in a rhythm, when you take that break. In any sport, in any athlete, in any sport, and you know baseball, I know basketball, you have got to get into a rhythm. Once you get in that rhythm, it goes. It's like butter. It just spreads out. And if sometimes we go on spring break, we lose that rhythm.
Well, battle of contenders here in Western North Carolina Athletic Conference. The Pisgah Black Bears have traveled to beautiful Brevard. And it's going to be Aquasia Avery, the fine and talented center fielder, to lead off for Brevard, followed by Peyton Daly and Michaela Harbin. So that's scheduled up here in the bottom of the first inning with no score to face Kelly Kirkendall, a sophomore. A lot of young pitchers in the conference.
There is, and it means the conference is going to be strong for the next couple of years. And I've always said that Pisgah baseball, or softball, excuse me, is going to be strong for the next couple of years because you got so many sophomores out here and some juniors coming up. You got a few seniors that we're going to lose, yes. We're going to lose Mahala Irvin behind the plate, which is going to be a sad day. But there's more coming up through the system. And there's one thing about Coach Goodwin and Coach Leatherwood and Heidi Morgan and all those, they will get somebody behind the plate for Callie Kirkendall.
Well, Miss Aquasia Avery, a left-handed speedster, steps into the left-hand hitter's box. Callie Kirkendall is ready to go, and here's her first pitch to Miss Avery. She tries to bunt right out in front to Kirkendall, throws over to first to Presley in time to get the speedster. That was a bang-bang play. Nice defensive play by the Black Bears out there. Ready for it, too.
Yeah, one thing about the bunt with Pisgah is they see it so much, and they practice it daily. I mean, it is they learn to react automatically. It's in their DNA.
Well, here's the dangerous Peyton Bailey. We love this ball player. In any sport, she's a star on the basketball court and also a star on the diamond for the Brevard Blue Devils. Shot down, and that's a fair ball into the hole. As Bailey will speed to second base, so a first double. As she slides in, so a runner on second, and that's going to bring up Miss Harbin, Michaela Harbin. Bailey just sent a rocket just past Shelby Tomasi down into the corner of left field.
It took an odd bounce right before it got Tomasi, and it jumped over the bag, and I don't think Shelby expected that jump.
Run around second, that's Bailey. Here's the pitch. Harbin takes one in the dirt, ball one.
That's one thing about Callie. She don't get rattled by something like that, so, I mean, that shows maturity.
Kirkendall gets her sign. Bailey at second, looking in. Here's the pitch. Keeps that ball, a little movement to it. Looked like it might have been sliding action. Do they have sliders in softball?
It's actually called the curveball, and she only has four pitches, unless she's added one I don't know about.
God forbid. So, you know,
yes, Lord.
She's got to build up six more pitches before she's a top-notch, you know, top-notch ace. Here's her 2-0 pitch. Swung and line grade over, caught. Throw to second, and that goes off the glove. Taylor Gallion hauled that in and flipped it over to Presley that went off her glove as she was trying to look at the same time as the ball got to her glove, but no damage was done as Bailey was sliding back in and did not see the ball go out to shallow right field, so no advancement. That's two outs, and that's going to bring up number 16, Mac McNeil.
Second baseman, yeah. That was a great play by Gallion. She just snagged that and quickly, just not even thought about it, threw it over to second. So, but Sheridan was not quite there before she threw it, so that's the reason it went over her glove.
On deck is Jaxie Owen. Here's Kirkendall's pitch. Curveball in the dirt. Nice pickup by Irvin. We're in the bottom of the first inning. No score. Brevard threatening with a run around second base.
That's one thing about Callie Friday. She struggled a little bit in the first inning, but then she settled down. She gets better as the game goes along.
Hit, swung on, grounded right back to Kirkendall. Nice flip over to Latrinko at first, and that's all for Brevard. We'll be back for the second inning with no score in this ballgame.
This broadcast of Sugar Bears Softball is being brought to you by Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, American Pond and Pickers, and B. Allen Construction.
American Pond and Pickers, and we do the picking.
Go to the grinning.
Buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us, or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings. We will loan you money, or about buy most anything. American Pond and Pickers, when we do the picking. Go to the grinning, 1116 Patton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back, Pisgah fans. We're at the top of the second inning, no score here in beautiful Brevard at the Brevard Softball Complex or Field, whatever. They have no name for it, so we're just going to have to call it Softball Field because I asked before we get out here. Great defensive first inning by both teams.
Blue Devil Stadium as Gilbert completes her warm-up tosses. Scheduled up will be
Callie Kirkendall,
followed by
Tomasi.
Shelby Tomasi. I don't have a roster here, and I'm looking at numbers. And
I've got them learned now.
Right. You got them learned.
They're in my memory bank.
So Kirkendall steps in. The pitchers face each other now. Gilbert versus Kirkendall here in the top of the second inning. Gilbert's pitch, fake swing, high fastball, just blew it by Kirkendall. 0-1. You can hear the wind gusting. Here's Gilbert Pitt swung out and fouled out of play. Boy, I'd like to bat when the wind's gusting out there.
Get
it into the jet streams. That'll go out down on top of that building, down the hill. That's a good poke. That's a poke out of a softball field. The wind is really gusting.
2 years ago, we were playing here. Logan Matthews hit one to left field when the old fence was there. Huge hit.
Swung on, driven to center field, but you're not going to get it with that talented center field.
Avery.
Alicia Avery just sprinted in, and that was scorched, hit on the screws, but that's going to go into the book as a lineup for Kirkendall.
The wind died about the time she hit it.
That's going to bring up Shelby Tomasi.
And on deck is Nadia Hudson.
Ball in the dirt. Shelby Tomasi, you know she's ready to go. Her shoes are shined. She's got her uniform tucked in. She looks like a ball player. One of my favorite outlooks right there is outfits is by Shelby Tomasi. Everybody should GQ it as Tomasi does it. Here's the pitch. Big swing and a miss. Nice pitch by Gilbert. Nice swing by Tomasi. Timed it up perfectly. Just came up underneath.
She told me today her nickname is Bubba.
Okay. That was a curve. So Bubba swung on, lifted down the right field line. That may drop in there. And there it is. A base hit and gets by the right fielder. And Tomasi goes, pulls up. And that's the way you play it. Tomasi started to go to second, but nice recovery by the right fielder, Mahala Harbin. And she came and took about four steps and threw a strike to Peyton Bailey, and Tomasi scattered back to first. So it's a runner on first, and that's going to bring up Nadia Hudson.
I think the coach waved her on, and then she turned and looked and seen she got it faster, and she turned around.
I'm going to make my own decision here. Ball in the dirt to Nadia Hudson. So Tomasi's on first with a one-out single down the right field line. Gilbert peers in through her sunglasses. Here's the pitch. Big swing and a miss. Tell you what, she can bring some serious gas up there.
Yeah.
daring him. It looks like a beach ball coming in, but she wants him to swing at that high
riser. We got a perfect seat
riser.
Here, you know, behind the plate.
Pitch swung on and grounded foul, nearly getting the on-deck hitter.
Latrinko.
Alex Latrinko.
She's having to do the toochie-too there. You know, Coach Leatherwood's back against the fence now.
We're close to the action. We hope we're bringing the closest. And that's lifted over to second baseman. And a nice grab by the second baseman.
McNeil.
I thought that was airmail. That was sealed, signed, sealed, and delivered for right field.
McNeil just jumped up. She timed her jumping, you know, perfect. And she just got it. If she hadn't, it would have been over the head and it would have been a single.
So she makes a nice web gem out there, and that's going to bring up Alex Latrinko, the first baseman, with two outs, and Tomasi on first base here in the top of the second inning, and no score. Big swing and a miss. Curveball by Gilbert. Got Latrinko going out after it. Started the curveball on the outside part of the plate, and as Latrinko started to swing, it just broke into the other batter's box. Gilbert ready to go. Here's her pitch. Swung on and popped up out of play. So Gilbert has got Latrinko in a 0-2 count in a hole. Two outs, top of second, no score. Black Bears have a run around first. That's Tomasi, who singled a batter ago.
And it's like they're trying to get their timing down on her pitch. Once they get it, you know, the Bears will start hitting her.
Michaela Tipton on deck. Here's Gilbert's pitch. Just missed. Nice pitch. Nice call by the catcher. Jexy Owen.
Trying to get
she set up and scared her, didn't you?
Kind of like Michaela Irvin there behind the plate.
Gilbert ready to go. Here's her pitch. Swung on and that's lifted to right. Nice diving catch by Aquasia Avery. That was going to the gap, a sure run, and Avery comes up gimpy. But she made what is so far the play of the game for Brevard, as that she just laid out and dove for it.
She laid out and dove for it. It's like an MLB Network highlight film there. She just laid out and got, I think she hurt herself, maybe knocked her breath out a little bit. She's a little bit... she's taking all the congratulations, and that'll make you feel better right there. But he hit the ground pretty hard.
Well, I'll tell you what, I was expecting to start calling the, you know, Tomasi rounding second. She's going to score, and then you were going to think about extra bases and how many extra bases is, you know, Latrinko was going to get, because she scorched it. That was hit on the line. You
it was.
Close on it.
And it's just going to be timing. And, you know, like I said earlier, if these Bears get their timing down on the pitcher, they'll start hitting her, and then they'll start placing the ball in the gaps, and you'll start putting the pressure on their defense. So far, it's a defensive game, and I thought it would be pitcher versus pitcher, defense versus defense. You're going to have some hits, but it's ultimately going to be on the team that makes the least amount of errors.
Well, we've moved to the bottom of the second inning. No score after that exciting game, inning-ending play by Aquasia Avery out in center field for Brevard, stealing one and stealing the run, taking a run away from the Pisgah Black Bears. So it's going to be Jaxie Owen, Jada Hemfield, and Katie Financial. Scheduled up. That's right, folks. That's not a commercial. That's truly her name, Katie Financial. So Jaxie Owen, the catcher, steps into the box. He's ready to face Callie Kirkendall. And that is blooped to Kirkendall, who picks it up and flips over to Latrinko in time. That was blooped right in the Bermuda Triangle of the infield between the second baseman, the pitcher, and first base. But Callie Kirkendall gave chase, picked it up on the
smart move by Callie. She eased up on her running when she seen she couldn't grab it as a pop-out so that she could be in position to grab it and flip it.
Here's Jada Hemfield. Rhonda loves this name for this ball player.
She's fast, too, folks.
Big rising fastball, and Hemfield went chasing after Bill Hines. Boy, and Kirkendall saw a little of that in the last inning from Gilbert and thought, okay, let's see if your hitters can lay off of it.
And she's getting a little bit more juice on her pitches now. If you've noticed, she's getting more loose. And she's a pitcher that gets better as time.
0-1 pitch.
Line. Right field. In the gap. Off the wall. Picked up. Hemphill scampers into second with a stand-up double. So the second consecutive inning that the Brevard has got a one-out double. And that's going to bring up Katie Financial. You're safe to invest your money with Miss Katie Financial.
And she's a junior.
And Babard's looking to make a deposit with this young lady. One out, bottom of the second. Here's the pitch. And that's Beckett. Kirkendall, she stabbed it, looked to run her back, and threw out Financial at first. So that's another ground out, a comebacker to the pitcher. That was a nice stab by Kirkendall.
And heady play. She held it, watched the second baseman, made sure she didn't grab an extra base, kept her there, and then flipped it over when she knew she had time.
This is going to bring up Miss Kayla Lovett, who's designated hitting today for the pitcher, Casey Gilbert. So Kirkendall got into a jam the first and got out of it. Is in a jam and has two outs and looking to get out of it here. Swung on, lifted to right field. Presley gives chase, hauls it in. Sterling, golden glove of Sheridan Presley, hauls that in. So that's all for Brevard. They leave a runner, and we'll move to the third inning with no score here at Brevard. We'll be back after these messages.
This broadcast of Sugar Bears softball is being brought to you by Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, American Pawn and Pickers, B. Allen Construction, and Ken Wilson Ford.
Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Midwest Haywood will hold an American Red Cross blood drive on Friday, April 26th at the Midwest Health and Fitness Center in Clyde. The blood drive will take place from 9 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. Register by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org and enter the code Midwest Haywood. Statistics show that only 3% of the population will donate blood. Show kindness to your neighbors by taking this opportunity to give. We know you've got it in you.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back, Pisgah fans. We had an exciting second inning on both sides, Brevard and then on Pisgah's side, but it was on defense, Chuck. It was not on the offensive side.
A lot of defensive plays. We start the top of the third. Scheduled up will be Michaela Tipton, Taylor Gallion, and back to the top of the order with Ashley Penland. First pitch to Michaela Tipton. Hacking away was Tipton.
She got her first hit last Friday against Smoky Mountain.
Life's good in this world when the Biggie Cabrera hit his first homer today and drove in four runs as the Tigers beat the Blue Jays 7-3. Swung on, lifted deep to center field, but camping underneath that is Avery. I tell you what, she gets to the ball faster than anybody I've seen.
Well, that's the defense of Brevard is their outfield is so quick. Their right fielder's not as good as their center and their left, so I think the weakness is going to be on the right field if we can get there.
This will bring up Taylor Gallion, the shortstop. Has already made one outstanding play at short today. She squares around the punt, but punts it foul. So Gallion trying to get something going with a one-out rally.
Smart idea to see if a third baseman is going to be quick coming up. Try to butt it down that third base line.
Infield playing in on the corners for the punt. Swung on and fouled off the foot. That's got to hurt. So 0-2 in the hole is Gallion. Umpire coming up, Gallion swinging the bat, nearly hit the umpire, home plate umpire in the head. If he goes down, we'll call it from here.
There we are. I think we can handle it.
I got a blue shirt in the car that I can wear. 0-2 count, here comes. Outside, high and outside. Gilbert doing a little fishing, trying to keep.
Okay, she's ahead in the
hitter. Catch the fish, Gallion with an 0-2 count. So now it's 1-2. Here's the pitch. Popped out of play, hanging tough is Gallion. As you can hear the wind gusting in our mics. We're at an open air press box.
But every time we hit the ball, it don't gust.
Top third, no score. Nice changeup. Stuck her out. Little weak swing. So that's two outs here in the third. And that's going to bring up Ashley Pedlin, who grounded out to the second baseman. Her first time up. Soft liner, one hop liner. Over to Matt McNeil. Gilbert ready to go. Here's the pitch. Oh, strike right at the knees. Got that corner. Good call by the home plate umpire.
It was a good call. It was right there.
It's even a better pitch by Gilbert out there. Ready to go. 0-1 pitch in the dirt. That got out of her hand. Unlike the call last night in the game with the Rays and the Texas Rangers to end the game, I mean, Little League calls aren't that bad.
And
umpire said after the game, if he had his choice, swung out and fouled out of play, he would have not made that call strike three. Oh, are you kidding me?
He apologized after the game. Yeah, right.
I mean, he took his time, too, and everything. Even they had both announcers for the Rangers and the Blue Jays, and both of them said, ball four, way outside and low. And then both of them come out, you got to be kidding me, called strike three. So it's one of the high fastball, blew it by her. So that's all for Pisces. They go in order. Here in the top of the third, and no score.
Every time she gets ahead in the count, she goes with the riser, and it's way high. And why Pisgah has not took the advantage of just laying off that high cheese is something I don't understand. They've seen it now when one rotation. That is her go-to pitch when she gets ahead in the count.
You know, good hitting teams talk inside the dugout.
And I guarantee you, Coach Leatherwood's already noticed that, and he will tell the girls the next time they're up to bat. You know, she's going. If he gets ahead of you, she's going to come with a high rise ball. Lay off of it because it's up in the up here, you know, in your chin.
My wife was asking me, you know, what is said on the dugouts, or is anything said? Like, you know, it's general conversation, what's happening after the game. I said, none of that. When you're in the ball game, you're watching pitches, tendencies, you know, what the pitcher's doing in a certain count, where he or she's locating the pitch. And, you know, when guys come back in after they face that pitcher, or girls come back in, they're telling the dugout, look here, the ball's sliding, it's got cutting action, it's sinking. So there's a lot of talk out there.
And that's one thing about girls, they do talk.
Okay.
Yes. And this bunch here of Pisgah is so close together, they're close-knit. It's amazing. They're kind of like a mini family.
Well, we're moving to the bottom of the third. 9-1-2 for Brevard. Kayla Bird, Avery, and Bailey scheduled up to face Callie Kirkendall.
I'm pretty sure she's no kin.
Kirkendall's first pitch is lined past Latrinko out into right field. Throw to first. Ooh, boy, it was so hard. Michaela Tipton came up throwing. Nearly got the runner, so the leadoff hitter gets a single to right off of Kirkendall. And that's going to bring up LaQuisha Avery.
It looked like Latrinko was leaning to the first base line, and it she went the opposite direction. It was kind of strange.
Avery tries to slap it and misses it on the first pitch, 0-1. Trying to move the runner, get some runners in scoring position. Time is called as the manager of the team, the third base coach, comes down to talk to Avery. He's wanting to know by his body action, what are you doing? He wants her swinging. Tries to bunt, does, go to first, in time. So a sacrifice bunt by Avery. And that may be what the manager wanted.
Was it to bunt?
Don't go and try and bunt for a hit. I want you to get this runner in scoring position for Peyton Bailey, who doubled her last time up.
And I would do the same thing.
If you noticed, Walt Leatherwood has already adjusted his center fielder for her, too, where she hit it the last time. He's made an adjustment.
Pitch, she squares around and fouls it off. She squared around and stepped nearly in front of the base and then tried to pull back as she realized she over exaggerated her, you know, her move to get the bunt down and couldn't get the bat back. So hit off the hands and the bat. So strike one. We're in the bottom of the third, no score. Bavard again threatening with a runner on second, one out. Here's the pitch. Just missed outside.
Trying to see if she's going to square up the bunt again. That was a pitch just to more or less see what her actions were going to be.
1-1 to the dangerous Peyton Bailey. Pitch swung on, lifted deep, but foul, thankfully. This young talent, only a junior. I think I've seen Peyton Bailey 6 years ago.
Well, she plays three sports. She also plays volleyball, Chuck. You don't follow that, so you...
I haven't seen her enough. This girl right here's got to graduate soon. And only a junior by the roster. So 1-2 count to Bailey. Here's Kirkendall's pitch. Swung on, lifted. In foul territory. Latrinka hauls it in. Right at the fence. Out on the shallow right field grass in foul territory. And we get Bailey out. That is big right
there. That's huge right there. And plus, you got two outs now, and the runner's still on second. Didn't get to advance.
Michaela Harbin, the right fielder, who lined to Taylor Gallion her first time up. Two outs. You're in the bottom of the third. Kirkendall's first pitch. Slap. Nope. Came up empty. You're listening to this ball game on 9:20 a.m. or WPTLradio.net. And we thank you for tuning in. We got a good one here. We're bringing you 0-0, bottom of third. Kirkendall ready. Here's a pitch. Swung on and missed. Caught the corner and made Harbin chase a little bit. Mm-hmm. So now Kirkendall getting serious with that runner in scoring position at second base, two outs. And Scott Harbin in an 0-2 hole. You're in the bottom of the third.
She's coming outside again.
Pitch swung. And that's going to be in the gap. She missed her target. That's going to score a run. And so a double for Harbin draws in the first run. Irvin called for the outside pitch. The pitch came inside. And she was slapping and moving. And so that's an RBI for Harbin and a 1-0 lead for Bavard. And that's going to bring up second baseman Matt McNeil.
And you could tell where Marhala was lined up. She wanted to pitch outside. And it came back inside the plate.
Pitch. Called strike. Got the outside part of the plate. Nice curveball by Kirkendall. She's upset with herself. She had the spot she wanted. Harbin. She had Irvin set up outside to the left-handed hitter and brought the ball too much down to the center. Swung on, lifted. Deep left field. Underneath it and misses it is Ashley Penland. High towering fly ball. Penland misses it.
She was trying to shade the sun with her glove. And she couldn't see it. This is where your outfielders need to wear shades.
Official scorekeeper ruled that a double, so that's an RBI for McNeil, and that brings up Jaxie Owen. 2-0 lead for Bavard. We might have a new sheriff in the Western North Carolina Athletic Conference. Swung on and Presley snares it. That could have been damage. So that's all. Bavard picks up two in the bottom of the third, and they leave the Black Bears 2-0. We'll be back after these messages.
This broadcast of Pisgah Sugar Bears softball is being brought to you by American Pond and Pickers, B. Allen Construction, Ken Wilson Ford, MedWest Haywood, and Champion Credit Union.
American Pond and Pickers, and we do the picking, go to the greening. Buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to the store.
produce guns and guitars and diamond rings. We will loan you money or about buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking, we'll do the grinning. 1116 Baton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to Brevard, North Carolina, where Pisgah got in a hole in that last inning on, I think it was an error, but they called it a double here, and to left field and got two runs in that game over on two mistakes, actually. Callie locating the pitch wrong, and then Ashley Penland not being able to find the ball in the sun. So that's not what you want to do.
Left fielder and center fielder are sort of looking directly into the sun as it is setting behind us. And this leading off here in the top of the fourth will be Sheridan Presley, Mihaela Irvin, and Callie Kirkendall.
We got
part of the order.
Hitters coming up. We need to put some runs on the board.
Gilbert ready to go. Swung on and lifted by Presley. That may be trouble, and that lands for a bloop single. Presley made. No, she dares her. Watches that throw. Boy, I tell you what, I thought she was going to do it. She rounded first, as she should have, and was making the move to go to second, as she should have, and she stopped when Jada Hemphill relayed that ball back in. So a leadoff single, and that's going to bring up Mihaela Irvin. Boy, if we need home run number 30 right here, we need it right now.
It's still 31-29 in the home run count because Easy's not hitting any lately.
Gilbert ready to go. Swung on a big cut by Irvin. Fouls it out of play. Gilbert, a steady diet of pitches on the outer half of the plate. And if it gets out inches or a foot outside, she's content with that.
And Mahala's backed up in the hitter's box, and she stepped forward.
Here's the pitch. Ball strike right at the knees to Irvin. Oh, two! She got the big slugger in a hole.
She Mahala disagreed with that one because she thought it was a little low, but she never argued.
We've had good umpires from this season. This is a good umpiring crew right here. Swung on and fouled off the screen. When you're a hitter, you never want anything called on
you. No. Mostly when you're in a home run battle.
And who has the best look of all is the man in blue behind the plate. But they're patient with the players. Swung on, grounded over to second base. It could be two. Presley goes into second. Out at second and safe at first. Irvin beat the throw. Nice play by Peyton Bailey and Matt McNeil. That is a splendid turn of two. Got the lead runner, so Irvin's at first with one out.
It's
on
hard.
Fielder's choice.
It's hard to get Pisgah in a double play with Irvin because she's so quick.
And Presley went in charging, sliding hard to Bailey. She had to get out of the way, and that kind of took her from getting a sharp throw over there. And this is going to bring up Callie Kirkendall, who lined to center fielder Jada Henson. Or excuse me, Aquisha Avery. Never forget that young, splendid center fielder from Brevard who made a diving catch to end the inning off of Alex Latrinko in the second inning.
And she's having problems. She had her shading her face in the sun out there.
0-1 pitch. Ball low to Callie Kirkendall. So it's 1-1 to the pitcher for Pisgah. We're in the top of the fourth inning here in Brevard. Blue Devils lead the Black Bears 2-0. Runner at first is Irvin. Here's the pitch. Grounded off the foot by Callie Kirkendall. Nice pitch by Gilbert. Brought the pitch in tight. Had a steady diet of pitches outside. Had Kirkendall looking out Rhonda. And then tried to sneak one in there. So ball, two strikes to the sophomore pitcher for Pisgah. Here's the pitch, change up in the dirt, gets away. Irvin scampers over to second base. Big turn, and she goes over to third. And she caught him sleeping and slides in the third. Big turn as Jaxie Owen just kind of nonchalantly threw it to Gilbert and went. Irvin read the front shoulder. Boy, that's a heads-up play. Maybe that's the spark we need right
now. It may be. And you know, Irvin, she's not a... She loves to win. She says it's all about the team wins, not about her batting average or anything.
So Kirkendall now has a runner at third and a 2-2 count. Here's the pitch by Gilbert. Way outside, gets away. Here comes Irvin, and that gets off them. And she's going to score. And then off the cement and ricocheted away from Jaxie Owen. So the first run is manufactured by Mahala Irvin, the future running bulldog. Boy, she was running on the bases.
And boy, Gardner Webb's got him a gem there. As far as smart and a heady player and knows the game and loves the game.
So scores now 2-1. Bavard is the Black Bears slice into it. Here's the pitch strike. Green. Boy, she brought the riser and again
the riser.
Bavard haven't learned their lesson. With two strikes, she's elevating.
We're sitting here watching it behind the plate. It comes up high on that 2-0 when she gets ahead of the hitter.
That's awful hard to land. That looks like a beach ball.
Mm-hmm.
That's two outs, and that's going to bring up Shelby Tomasi, the third baseman. Big cut and a miss on an inside high fastball. I'm really impressed with this Gilbert for Bavard. Young freshman, spots her pitches all over the place.
You know, we said that last year about Coons and Cannon, and now they're having the sophomore slump.
Pitch way outside. Had a curveball, started it on the outside part of the plate. That's going to even the count at 1-1 to Tomasi, who singled her first time up. Blooper down the right field line.
Ooh,
moved her feet low and ankles. Look out. But she got out of the way.
I'm always scared about anybody getting hit in the legs.
So we've got two outs here in the top of the fourth. Blue Devils lead the Black Bears 2-1. Nobody on. Tomasi ready to go. Swung on. Lifts it over the second baseman. Nice running grab on Matt McNeil. Holy smokes. Great play. Gems all over the place, folks. Defensive plays by both teams. And that's an inning-ending play on Shelby Tomasi's blue.
Shot in right field. Yeah, we're going to the bottom of the fourth now.
With the score 2-1 in favor of the Blue Devils. And I'm sorry, folks, sometimes that wind comes so hard into these ears.
We're having a hard time hearing ourselves.
And I'm like, I got to stop for a second.
All right. Coach Leatherwood stopped his pitcher, told her, you know, pitch your game. Don't worry about that hit. We're going to get it back. That's something that you got to, as a sophomore, you know, you've got to keep on these players about being confident. It's all about confidence. And if they ever get down on herself, it could be the end of their, start affecting their pitching. So, classy move by Coach Leatherwood, which is also his granddaughter.
Well, if you're keeping score at home in that top of the fourth inning, Presley led off with a single, was erased on the fielder's choice of 4-6-3. And Irvin then took second on a wild pitch and stole third without a pitch being thrown. But by record book, or by the scores book, code of score books, I should say, is that when she took it on that catcher, that's a stolen base. So she got credit with the stolen base and then scored on the wild pitch. So Irvin kind of sparked this team. So they got a run to erase the zero. It's 2-1, bottom of fourth inning. We're going to have Jada Hemfield, Katie Financial, and Kayla Lovett scheduled up to face Callie Kirkendall. Two young pitchers going at it today here in Bavard.
And we noticed that Ashley Pendland has a hat now.
High fastball, way high. Irvin had the leap for it, so it's 1-0 to Hemfield. Kirkendall ready to go. Chucks in first sign. Gets it. Pitch. And I mean, she just brought a letter high cheese.
Yeah.
Hemphill had no hope of getting. She just brought the serious stuff up there. Evens the count at 1-1. Hemphill gave a weak swing to it, whether, you know, started to swing, and it was one of those, I don't want to. Next pitch, did it again, pulled the string though, and Hemphill was way out in front of it.
And
so
that was
1-2.
That's a curveball. It curved more to the outside that time. So she's getting, I don't know what Coach Leatherwood said to her, but she's got a little more control this inning.
Bottom of fourth, 2-1 Pavard. Kirkendall elevates a two-strike pitch. Hemphill laid off of it, so Pavard hitters are laying off high pitches with two strikes. Piska is still attacking those high pitches and not coming up with anything. 2-2 count to Hemphill. Here it comes. Foul back into the screen.
We didn't duck that time, Chuck.
No.
We're getting better at it.
Well, as we go on, we become more experienced on this. It's the one that comes directly at you. It's just a hesitation. You want to put your hand up to catch, and there's a netting here. Swing on and miss. Big swing by Hemphill. So Kirkendall strikes out the leadoff hitter for Bavard here in the bottom of the fourth. That's going to bring up Katie Financial. And that was big because Hemphill got a double her last time up.
I think Coach Leatherwood basically told his pitcher, settle down, pitch your game. You got it.
Tomasi up third with sunglasses. Wait, boy, she pulled that string on a curveball.
Mm-hmm.
That might have come in at 30 miles an hour and poured Financial.
And it dropped right as it got to the plate, too. It was a nasty pitch.
Dropped faster than the interest rates at Katie Financial. Here it comes. High ball, 1-1. That's a heck of a name to have, Katie Financial.
Really? It does sound like a financial group.
It does. You're safe with Katie Financial. Here's Kirkendall's 1-1 pitch. Fouled out of play, so Financial hanging in there.
Not like a stock market.
Yep.
It's good to have fun with some people's names.
We're going to have to go to Bell Rack or something. You know, just tell them we got hazardous duty pay. Our brains are being baked in the sun. We're not used to it. Here's the pitch in the dirt. Evens the count at 2-2. Financial at the plate. Caleb Lovett on deck here in the bottom of the fourth. Bavard leads the Black Bears 2-1. Kirkendall peers in, accepts the sign. Here's the pitch. And that's a foul off the mask of Irvin and off the arm of the umpire. That was directly back. And when that happens, that hitter's on that time. He timed it perfectly, just didn't get solid contact. Mm-hmm. So here's where you want to change your speeds, Rhonda.
Yeah.
When a hitter's on it, change your speeds. And she does. Boy, hanging in there tough.
And
it's Financial.
Maybe that's one thing that Coach Leatherwood told her, is not be scared of change up your pitches.
So it's 2-2 still. Financial has fouled off four pitches so far. Here's the pitch. Swung on, popped up, foul territory. Matreka underneath it, hauls it in for out number two. So a pop up to first base, and that's going to bring up Kayla Love.
If you noticed where Irvin set up, being directly behind us is great. She was over, wanted the pitch to your right-hand side.
Love it, batting eighth in the order. Number nine hitter Kayla Bird is on deck. Love it, popped up to Sharon Presley. Fouls back into the screen. Looking ahead to the top of the fifth inning for the Black Bears would be Nadia Hudson, Alex Latrenko, and Michaela Tipton. 6-7-8 in the order to face Casey Gilbert. Next pitch, curveball, called strike, beautiful pitch.
That
boy,
was,
that backed up, love it, and all of a sudden it just caught.
It went into her hand and then come just away. It was beautiful.
So Kirkendall has Lovett in a hole at 0-2 here in the bottom of the fourth. Here's the pitch.
pitch. Swung on, just got a piece of it, fouls it out of play.
And Irvin set up to the outside of the plate again on that one, and she got it exactly where she set up that time.
Beautiful. Sunsplash Chamber of Commerce afternoon in Brevard. Only bad thing about it, a little more wind than we would like.
Yeah.
Just missed. Boy, she brought that curveball, and Kirkendall had that smirk on it. Like
she got that smile going again.
It was like, boy, she brought that was a hard curveball that started inside and broke, but just missed. Good call by the umpire. Good call by the umpire. So it's 1-2. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Irvin picks it up, gets away from it, throws over to Latrico, and that's all for Brevard here in the bottom of the fourth. We move to the top of the fifth. Brevard leads Pisgah 2-1. We'll be back after these messages.
This broadcast of Pisgah Sugar Bears softball is being brought to you by Champion Credit Union, American Pond and Pickers, B. Allen Construction, Ken Wilson Ford, and MedWest Haywood.
Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
MedWest Haywood will hold an American Red Cross Blood Drive on Friday, April 26th at the MedWest Health and Fitness Center in Clyde. The blood drive will take place from 9 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. Register by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org and enter the code MedWest Haywood. Statistics show that only 3% of the population will donate blood. Show kindness to your neighbors by taking this opportunity to give. We know you've got it in you. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back, everybody. Here we're at the top of the fifth inning. Scores 2-1 in favor of the Brevard Blue Devils with Pisgah coming up to bat. Chuck, and we need another run.
Nadia Hudson's going to lead it off for the Black Bears, who have one run on two hits only, and one runner has been stranded. Brevard, two runs on five hits, and stranded three. That's the line score so far here through four innings. So Hudson takes ball one here in the top of the fifth inning. A line out to Matt McNeil at second base in the second inning is what Hudson has done so far in this ballgame. High pitch lays up. So
yeah.
Maybe somebody's doing some chattering in that
chatter,
box
chatter.
About laying off the high riser.
And when she gets a heavy count, that's what she comes with.
So. 2-0 pitch. Called strike. Nice pitch. 3-0.
And I think Naughty
was 3-1. Correction.
2-1.
I wasn't. Mm-hmm. 2-1.
I think Naughty was taken all the way on that pitch.
Just missed. Boy, I tell you, this Gilbert paints the corner. She's every pitch is around the plate. She's challenging and she's nibbling and she's dabbling in out there. And she's just making Biscuit go after bad pitches. Swung out, lifted, right field, dropped in there. It's in there.
It is.
And that's going to be extra bases for Hudson.
Yes.
And she's going to stop and she's coming to third. Here's the throw. She slides. She's safe and it gets away.
But No.
And she's in there!
Oh my goodness gracious, folks.
I had to hesitate, folks.
I did too.
Hudson got a triple, slid in there, ball gets away. Henfield's backing it up, and we're like, no.
I said, no, don't go. And she beat the throw to home, and so now Pisgah ties it. I just said we need to run, but I didn't know he's going to get it like that. Me and Chuck was standing here holding our mouth shut. We're going, no, don't go.
I was like, how am I going to describe this where you just missed, you get the leadoff hitter.
Oh, geez.
Nice job, Hudson. She's in the dugout going, yeah, I had it all in the bag, guys. Don't worry about it. No problem. First pitch to Latrinko is a ball. I'm sorry,
folks.
We got
to get our breath after that play.
It's just one of those moments where we're like, in our mind, we're going, no, how am I going to describe this boneheaded mistake? And then
wasn't a boneheaded mistake. Ball low, 2-0 to Latrinkle.
It took her. Nanati is a tall girl, and she slid into third, and it took her a while to get up off the ground to run.
She's in the dugout looking. Her hands are flopping. She's like, man, that was no problem. I had it all the way. I don't care if Enfield was backing it up from the left fielder. So 3-0 now to Latrinkle. So this is starting to wake up. The hibernation of the Black Bears may be over.
Invitation into play.
Yeah, it's tied it up here in the top of the fifth at 2. 3-0 count. Here's the pitch by Gilbert. Ball 4. She was nowhere near. Now, I'll tell you how that affects a young freshman like that. She was nowhere near the plate on 4 pitches to Latrinka, so she needs to be settled down by the manager.
You know, when I said about Callie not getting rattled by mistakes that her fielders make, she got, and this is a case in point where a freshman gets rattled by a mistake that her fielder made, and when she got rattled, it affected her pitching.
Right.
That is the difference between, it's just 1 year, but that's the difference between that year, is that Callie is more seasoned, and that's hard to say as a sophomore.
Well, I tell you what, you know, this is going to bring up Tipton, but, you know, that's big out of that play by Nadia Hudson, who hit a triple down in the right field corner. It ricocheted away from the right fielder, Mahala Harbin. And Hudson, I mean, it was daring for her to go to third.
Yeah.
And when the ruling is it's a triple on an error on the third baseman. The throw was there, but just went off her glove and onto the screen. And Hudson made the smart decision to tie it up. Big cut and a miss, so the timeout by the manager to talk to his freshman pitcher worked, because her next pitch was right there inside, chest high, and I mean, she blew it by Tipton.
Probably challenged her womanhood.
I'm not going there on that one. Next pitch, right down the middle, tipped and lets it go by. So 0-2, Gilbert quickly gets ahead. On deck would be Taylor Gallion. Nobody out for Pisca here in the top of the fifth, and the game tied at 2. Cone strike 3, painted the corner. Nice pitch, nice call. I tell you what, Gilbert came back alive and painted the outside part of the plate for out number 1 here in the top of the fifth. And that's going to bring up Gallion, number 9 hitter. Struck out her last time up. Chase one of those risers.
Ooh!
She did what Peyton Bailey did. She squared around, the pitch came right at her, and somehow she just kind of got enough of it.
It came off the nub of the bat. I don't know how it kept from hitting her hands.
You're at your own risk if you square around the bunt in this game. In the dirt. Oh, there goes the runner down the second. She's going to be out. So Latrinko takes off. Not a smart move, as the ball just got about a foot away from the catcher. And Latrinko, with not a whole lot of speed, takes the only runner off. And now we got 2 outs. And Gallion with a 1-1 count on it.
I think when the ball got away, they thought it went further than it did.
High, lays off of it, 2-1. But you know what? Jackson Owen, the catcher for Brevard, threw a strike to Peyton Bailey at second base. Bailey had to wait on Latrinko. This Brevard team's impressive. Whoa, Gilbert got out, kind of stuck in her hand, went off one of those Newt LaRouche pitches on Bull Durham, hit the mascot. Everybody over on the right-hand side of the backstop is kind of looking at each other saying, thank you for netting here. But Gilbert, and she comes back and paints the corner. Daring him. So now it's a full count, 3-2. To Gallion, the number 9 hitter. On deck is Ashley Penland. Here's the pitch.
Oh, great.
Left to right field, and that's going to drop for a hit. So Gallion, now that makes Latrinko's move a little more upsetting, as Gallion, soft liner straight at the right fielder, Harbin, and he just dropped it in front of her. So now a two-out single by Gallion, and that's going to bring up Ashley Penland.
She played it safe and didn't try to grab it and get past her, but... You know, I said earlier that I thought that the weakness in the Bavarge defense was their right fielder, and so far that has paid to fruition, and she's the one that they're hitting it to now.
So Gilbert has
to face Penlin to get out of this. Swung on! Lifted! Over the right fielder's head! Off the wall! Here comes Galleon! She's going to round third! She's going to score! Here's the throw! She's in there! A double! Run-producing double off the wall by Penlin, and Galleon did not even hesitate rounding third as the ball made it into the infield and went over the head of the cutoff man.
If you have that kind of speed, you send them. You don't stop them. And Galleon is probably the fastest player on our team.
So Penlin continues to be on her hot hitting streak.
Mm-hmm.
And an RBI, she just popped that one off the wall. Nice play by Harbin, but just overthrew her cutoff man. Kids, if you're listening, that's the key to the cutoff man. That's bringing up Sheridan Presley. High, lays off of it.
And Sheridan's got the power to knock it, and she's a lefty too, so that right field play is in play again.
So Penlin, who just doubled and brought in the go-ahead run as Biscuit leads 3-2 here in the top of the fifth. 1-0 pitch to Presley coming. Here it is. Caught strike, got the corner. 1-1. Top of fifth. Nice crowd here.
Oh, yeah, there he is. Between
right at the knees of Presley, let that one go by. I'm telling you what, I'm so impressed with this Cassie Gilbert. Is she just, nothing is in the same spot. Nothing is of the same speed. She goes inside, outside, high, low, and changes her speed.
And she does.
And that's pitching. This is a little tight out there. She's just pitching. Grounder, that's going to be a hit for Presley as it went off the glove of Gilbert. That was destined to go straight to center field. And Bailey, that would have been interesting to see if Peyton Bailey, the shortstop,
I think Bailey would have got it because she's got the speed to cover the ground, and I think she might have got it if Cassie hadn't put the glove on it, but it just tipped off her glove and just killed it enough to where it couldn't go any farther.
So a two-out infield single by Presley brings up the slugger, Mahala Urban. I'll take number 30 right here with three ribbies attached to it. Here in the top of the fifth.
I think she would, too.
Pitches in the dirt. Presley thinking about it. She eyeballed the catcher. Jesse Owens done a fabulous job for Bavard behind the plate. We've got great pitching on both teams. Great catching. Shortstop play has been sensational. This is what you want, folks. Great softball.
Well, she's a junior, too, so this is a good team.
Swung on it. Boy, she went after the pitch.
Mm.
She had an earmark for right center field. Boy, she got up underneath it just a little bit too much. I tell you, folks, remember, look at the schedule. When this Lamar team comes into camp, you want to be there for this one.
And if you can't, you can listen to us.
That's exactly right. Here on WPTL 920 AM. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Called strike, got the corner. 1-2. And also, you can, if you're not near a radio, you can go to your internet, and that's WPTLradio.net. And you can listen to this, you know, any of the Pisco softball games. Swung on, up, center field, too much. Oh, misread by Hetfield. Excuse me, Aquisha Avery. Here comes Presley. Here's the throw. That is out, and Irvin's going to be out at third base.
Nah.
So Irvin gets a double on a blue single to center. Avery thought that was going overhead and misread it and then had to come in charging.
I think the wind held it up. I honestly do. And that might have been the problem with Ashley Penlin out in the right field in that play earlier. I think the wind might be swirling, and it might have held it up, and that's the reason LaQuisha Avery misread it, because she don't hardly misread anything, and she's quick.
Well, they got four runs in the top of the fifth to go ahead 5-2 over Bavard. They came to bat, and Rhonda, just as you said by the script, once they go through the first time through, they're different hitters.
I have followed this team for 4 years now, and it is a signature of Serena Goodwin's team. Now, once they go through the pitcher one time, they start fixing, they get the timing down. It's all about timing, and then they start getting that rhythm. And in any sport, you got to have rhythm.
Well, the runners were on first and third with two outs, and that high towering fly that was misread by Avery dropped in probably medium depth center field. But Ashley Pendleton was scoring anyhow. Yeah. But it was the speed of Sheridan Presley who just kept coming and drew the throw to home late for the second run on that play. And then Irvin trying to round second and was trying to go for third again. And
that's where you go back to coaching. Walt Leatherwood stands over there and he says, everybody runs on contact on the two out. Doesn't matter. Run on contact. And if you noticed, as soon as they as soon as Mahala Irvin made contact with that bat, Sheridan took off. And it didn't matter if it was caught or not. She was going. Because you never know, something like that might happen. That's the reason you tell your kids to go.
Well, we've had official scores change. Is that pop-up by Pendleton has been changed from a hit to an error. And rightfully so, we agree with that, Rhonda, don't we?
Yes. Because, the LaQuisha Avery could easily be a error, too, in center field. I mean, because it looked like she had it, then it was all of a sudden, it was just like the ball held up and then dropped.
Here comes Callie Kirkendall. She's going to face Kayla Bird, the ninth hitter. Rounder over to Presley. Comes in, scoops it up, flips over to Latrinko in plenty of time to retire Bird for the first out here in the bottom of the fifth. So in that top of the fifth inning, Pisgah got four runs on five hits. There was one error. So each team has made an error, and that changes Brevard's hit from 5-4. So Kirkendall's got a four-hitter going. That brings up Akusha Avery, who bumps it, flips Kirkendall, and that was, I'll tell you what, they come off playing a bunt better than any team I've seen. They're prepared.
Yeah, I mean, you look at all the teams in the league, they play the bump better than anybody I've ever seen. And that's what won the state championship for us down in 11, is our defense, how we played off the bunts.
Two outs now is, to get Akusha Avery anytime. That girl can fly, and she bats from the left-hand side. Lifted. Left field is Peyton Bailey camped underneath it. Is Pendleton wearing a hat? And she had no problem with that. And that's all. A real quick inning for Kirkendall. She gets three out in order. So we move to the top of the sixth with the score, Pisgah 5, Brevard 2. We'll be back after these messages.
This broadcast of Sugar Bear Softball is being brought to you by B. Allen Construction, Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, and American Pawn and Pickers.
American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking.
Go to the grinning.
Buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings. We will loan you money or buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking. Go to the grinning, 1116 Baton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to Brevard, North Carolina, where the Bears surprisingly got to three runs in that last inning to give us a 5-2 lead. Or was it four runs, Chuck? Chuck's the official scorekeeper.
They got four runs in the top of the fifth.
Four runs in the top of the fifth, and then Callie Kirkendall just set them down 1-2-3.
Well, we moved to the top of the sixth inning. Pisgah, with the aid of four runs in the fifth, one in the fourth, have a 5-2 lead. Bard got two in the third, and that's all the runs that have been scored in this game so far. And it's going to lead off with Callie Kirkendall, followed by Shelby Tomasi and Nadia Hudson. Swung on, dribbled over to the third baseman, flips over to first, and that's over the head. Back to first, so that'll be a throwing error by the third baseman. So Kirkendall on with an error, and that'll be error number two for Bard.
Now let's see how Gilbert, the pitcher, takes that error where she fell apart a minute ago when her right fielder made an error. Let's see how she handles this now.
Here's my girl, Shelby Tomasi.
Bubba.
Bubba. swung on and fouled back into the screen. Kamasi has her own personal shoe shiner in the dugout. That Dirt just, she must put on some silicone stuff because Dirt never sticks to her jacket.
Come on, Lady Devils! She takes pride in her appearance.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I think that's the way it should be. Tomasi ready to go. Here's a pitch. And that is lifted to Bailey, who hauls that in. Back to first diving in, thinking that Bailey was going to throw it was Kirkendall. So a little pop up to Peyton Bailey at short. He's out number one.
All right, you got one, Devils!
That's going to bring up Nadia Hudson. A triple. Scored the tying run in the last inning. Lined out to second, so she's one for two. Swung on, lifted out of play. I'll tell you what, Nadia Hudson comes up hacking.
She has a gaudy on-base percentage from JV last year. It's like 800 and something. It is gaudy.
She leaves that on-deck circle hacking. She's swinging the bat when she's up there. It's just like programmed. Here's the pitch by Gilbert. Swung on and missed. Change speed. Took it. You know, nice little wrinkle curveball. Mm-hmm. Little change up. Tight pitch. Again, Gilbert not giving in. No matter what the score is, she just absolutely changes speeds every single time and doesn't put the ball in the same spot. Swung on, and that's going to drop in the right in front of the second baseman. And no, not in time. So an infield single by Nadia Hudson, who sprinted down there. That was a difficult play. So off the second base is Kelly Kirkendall.
You know,
and Nadia Hudson gets an infield single.
That's one thing I like about Nadia Hudson. She comes from Hannah Hudson, the state championship player that was right fielder for Pisgah. That's her little sister. She is a player. She runs as soon as she gets a hit, makes contact.
Top of the sixth, 5-2 Pisgah here against Brevard. This Brevard team, young and good. Swung on and fouled into the netting is Alex Latrinko, who walked and hit that liner, got robbed of an extra base hit by a brilliantly played center field of Aquisha Avery for Brevard. Swing on line, whoa, into left field. Running third, here comes Callie Kirkendall. She'll score standing, so an RBI single adds to the lead. Alex Latrinko put it on a frozen roll.
You could have
hung the clothes on.
Son, that was by Peyton Bailey. I don't care. Peyton Bailey could have been playing next to the third baseman. I don't know if she'd have caught that one.
Well, I was noticing right before the pitch, Miss Avery out in center field was taking her throwing hand and shading the sun.
Mm-hmm.
But when that ball was hit, both the third baseman and Peyton Bailey, the shortstop, kind of looked at each other and went, wow.
It was hit.
Just scorched it.
She's got some power.
That's going to bring up Macy and McCracken.
That's Cece.
Cece. Big hack in a swing, and she takes. There's no hesitation. She comes up. If there's a person on here that likes swinging a bat, it's our Dominican Republic or Puerto Rican like swing.
Yep.
Macy and Cece McCracken.
She's got that Dominican stance.
She's a fireball in there. Boy, she little pop up in the infield, hauled in by the pitcher, so everybody scampers back. Just took a little speed off. We're trying to get this to you as the wind's blowing. I'm picking up. So McCracken pops up to the pitcher. That's out number two with runners at first and second. And Pisgah leading 6-2, and that's going to bring up Taylor Gallion right now. Gallion 1-for-2 in the game. Check swing, piles it back into the screen.
And I don't think Gallion's going to be bunting with two outs.
Excellent base running out of the Black Bears today. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're really aggressive out of the base paths.
And that's one thing we lacked last year.
All in the dirt, nice block by Jaxie Owen. I tell you what, this girl behind the plate for Brevard is outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
This young lady
is a junior.
Only a junior. There's a lot of talent coming back for next year.
I think the only senior they got is Jada Enfield.
Well, I wanted to look at Miss Avery and Peyton Bailey. I'll be happy when they you watch them and you're just like...
And Avery's
they're over past the... Oh, no, nice stab by the first baseman, Katie Financial. And so that's all for Pisgah here in the top of the sixth. And they get a run to hack back on to their lead as the Black Bears lead 6-2 as we move into the bottom of the sixth.
And Katie Finanzi sealed the deal.
She sealed the deal.
I had to say that. I'm sorry. That was just so... I'm sorry, folks.
You know, look, you gotta have a listen, because I'm mean to tell you, I'm a little down. My Michigan Wolverines.
Oh, come on,
so
Chuck.
Well.
Hey, they did good. I mean,
that they got there.
Hey, they got a bunch of young, and I love that McGeerty. That young kid in the middle, he is going to be a house.
Yeah, but you know, Roger, I just don't. In the game of college basketball today, they don't stay long.
That's,
they want to get their money and go
to
the NBA.
You're going to get me on my soapbox. Here I go. They need to have the same age limit they have in the NFL. They need to be 21 before they can go to the NBA. These kids are not at 19 years old and 17 or 18, some of them 18, are not smart enough to handle that kind of money going into the NBA. And 90% of the time, they end up in trouble somewhere along the line or bankrupt. How many young kids? There's only a few that make it from high school or 1 year in pro ball. Look at half of them from Carolina that went through, had 1 year, or either on the developmental team, or they're sitting on the bench. What are you doing? I mean, come on.
Well, we moved to the bottom of the sixth inning. Kirkendall has retired the Bavard Blue Devils in order the last two innings. She faced six and retired six. She has retired the last seven batters that she's faced. And leading off here will be Miss Harbin, Mac McNeil, and Jaxie Owen. 3, 4, and 5.
We might have a pinch hitter because the umpire was over at the dugout, so I'm just going to make sure. I can't see the lady 16.
Number 6?
Well, McNeil is on deck. Okay. So.
Number 6?
Yeah.
So that is Harbin.
It is Harbin, but I think the third batter coming up in order.
So here we go, bottom of the sixth inning. Piskin leads 6-2. Kirkendall's ready. So is Harbin, the batter. Here's the pitch. Slaps it down the third baseline and rolls, slides foul. As Tomasi was there. That would have been an interesting play if it was fair.
Tomasi went to the Braves Cup game the other night when they were behind and then won it in the last two innings. She said it was the greatest thing she's ever seen.
Get my girl to go to a Tiger game. Here we go. Another attempt at slapping it changes by Kirkendall, who has really settled in and has pitched extremely well the last two innings.
And that shows you a leader out on that in that circle.
So no two count on Harbin. Here's the pitch. She tried to slap it again and chips it foul. Just got a piece of it. Just joined us here on WPTL AM 920. It's Pisca 6, Bavard 2, bottom of 6 here in Bavard. Pisca the visiting team. Pitch. Again, fouled out of play.
Watch out.
Casualties of the game. Nearly hit a spectator in the head. And I think that was your home.
Yeah. But it bounced off the light pole.
If Ryan was sleeping, he's awake now.
He's awake now.
Here's the pitch. Popped up infield. Taylor Gallion underneath it. That short calls it in for out number one.
Callie has really settled down. She is pitching her game now. She's pitching what Mahala wants.
You know, you look at the defensive setup for the Black Bears and you think, okay, you know, we're strong up the middle, but what is surprising me is the play of Gallion. Not that she, you know, I didn't think she could play. She's moved from left field into short this year.
Mm-hmm.
Strike one to the next hitter, Mac McNeil. It's the way, you know, it's hard to come in and play an outfield position and come into the middle, you know, especially middle infield.
Mm-hmm.
And Gallion has played it superbly.
And she's quick. She has quick feet, so that helps her in that position.
That just tells you the talent level. Pop up, shallow right field. Presley hauls it in right in front. Nearly a collision.
I think Casey Brown and Sheridan Presley both had their glove, and when Sheridan snagged it, she also snagged Casey Brown's glove with it.
Well, folks, if you're listening to the broadcast, is that if you're an infielder running out to the outfield and an outfielder calls it, you back off.
Could I bet?
The defender coming in is the one that has priority on.
Did you hear anybody call it? I didn't.
No, not to win. Two outs, Jaxie Owen up now. Ball in the dirt, Owen 0-for-2 in the game. But has played superbly behind the dish. Blocking a number of balls, throwing out runners.
This has been a pitcher and a catcher duel.
Except for that four-run fifth inning, this would have been a 2-2 game. Right back at Kirkendall, scoops it up. Nice play over to Latrico, and that's all for Bavard. No runs, no hits, no errors, and we move to the top of the seventh. Piska leads Bavard 6-2. We'll be back after these messages.
This broadcast of Sugar Bears Softball is being brought to you by Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, American Pond and Pickers, and B. Allen Construction.
Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Medwest Haywood will hold an American Red Cross blood drive on Friday, April 26th at the Medwest Health and Fitness Center in Clyde. The blood drive will take place from 9 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. Register by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org and enter the code Medwest Haywood. Statistics show that only 3% of the population will donate blood. Show kindness to your neighbors by taking this opportunity to give. We know you've got it in you.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernetz.
Welcome back, Pisgah Nation. The top of the seventh here, last inning. The Bears lead 6-2. Great pitching. Callie settled down, and it's been three up and three down the last three innings. Chuck.
Well, we've gone to the top of the order. It'll be Ashley Pedlin, Sheridan Presley, Mahala Irvin to face Miss Gilbert here in the top of the seventh with a four-run lead. Pedlin, 1-for-3 in this game with an RBI double. Swung on, lifted, shallow left field. In comes Hemphill, and she's underneath it and stabs at it. Calls that in, foul number one.
She about overrun it, Chuck, because she kind of had to bring her glove back and catch it. I think the wind's playing with the outfielders.
Well, that might have explained Pedlin's little difficulties on hers, is that gusting wind might have been playing with that ball because the outfielders are having some trouble. That's going to bring up Sheridan Presley with one out. She's 2-for-3 in this game.
Ooh,
high in tight. Presley kind of looks at Gilbert like, what are you doing? I like that. Backs her up.
We ever had a charging of the circle?
Kind of a movie, scary movie, charming circle. Call strike outside corner.
That's what they call it when the baseball pitchers, when the baseball gets hit, they charge
everything
the mound.
Everything Gilbert does is programmed. I mean, it was a purpose to back her up and then put one right on the outside part and Presley let that one go. And check? No? Didn't go, so it's ball two. 2-1.
He was quick at calling that, didn't that swing.
You're going to hear a lot about this young pitcher, Casey Gilbert, spelled with a C, from Bavard. Only a freshman, folks. High, 3-1. On deck is Mahala Irvin. As women do, she's stuck at 29.
Yeah, well. Oh, wow.
Called strike right at the knees, 3-2.
Yeah, I wished I could stay 29.
You ask a 33-year-old woman how old she is, she's 29. That's where Irvin's home run mark is, 29 home runs out of career. She's stuck at 29. Swung on line, right past the second baseman for another hit. Boy, I tell you, Presley.
She just transferred her streak from the court to the field now.
Well, we're waiting to see. All right, so that's going to bring up Irvin.
Mm-hmm. Chuck, sure would be nice to get 30 right now.
One out. Presley at first.
Ooh.
First pitch she saw, nearly. She caught Irvin diving out to the outside pocket and did everything to get away from it. And again, this is outstanding pitching. This girl's been well coached as Casey Gilbert. High. Didn't chase. You know, there's pitching sometimes when you throw ball one. Okay, you want to get strike one, but when you get ball one, still, you're not giving in to the hitter, especially good hitter.
Mm-hmm.
She stays with the program how to pitch her, how she wants to pitch her. Ball three, outside, with chase. I think she would settle on walking this power hitter from Pisgah, Mahala Irvin, with 29 career home runs. State records, 37. Pitch popped up in the infield. Nice pitch caught by the third baseman.
She pissed it right in on her hands, and that's where it popped right up in the infield.
She kept diving outside, diving outside, diving outside, and then obviously she brought a fastball in on her hands.
Well, the first pitch was inside because she moved her off the plate. Then she last the next three outside. So you're right.
Callie Kirkendall, 0 for 3 in the game. But it's pitched to Jim inside the circle, matched by Casey Gilbert. Nice cut. Right back. Right in front of us off the cement. I'll tell you now again, let's see how Gilbert pitches. When a hitter has the timing and it comes straight back, you know she's got your timing down. Let's see if she changes the speed. And she did. And popped up, and that's going to get out of play. So that's going to be 0-2. On the pitcher from this
point. You got Kelsey Alexander on deck. It's going to be a pitch hitter for Tomasi.
If we can get to her with two outs,
right.
Top of seven. Pitch, changeup, dribbled to Bird at third. She picks up, throws the first. Got her. So that ends the inning as Pisgah. Gets Presley on, but can't get her to score. So they maintain the 6-2 lead as we move to the bottom of the seventh, folks.
And Callie was jumping up and down like, man, I think I was safe on that one.
good call by the field.
It was.
He got her. It was a nice
it's
play.
It's a tie, and usually when you do that, it's an out.
Again, I'm telling you, my wife and I were sitting watching that Major League Baseball Network, and they had the Texas game and the Tampa Bay game. Tampa and Texas. And Nathan was trying to close it out for the Rangers. And up was Zobrist. And that pitch was in the dirt. A curveball caught right before it hit the dirt. And about a foot outside, an umpire called strike three. And they had Longoria coming off, who was free for three in the game with a runner at third base.
You know, that's not the first time that's happened so far this year. I was watching the game the other day when clearly the runner was out and the ump called him safe. And I was going, dude, I'm old. I'm over 50. And I could tell the guy was out. I mean, I don't know if it's what the problem is with them, the officiating this year. It's just like they're not with it yet. It's just like they need to go through spring training or something.
Well, Kirkendall has retired her last 10 batters that she has faced. We're hoping she can make a 13. We can get out of here with a win and stay perfect in the Western North Carolina Athletic Conference and move to 6-0 and 6-2-1 overall. Yes, folks, a one tie. A tied game of due to no lights at Pisgah with T.C. Robinson. Bavard, 5-1 in the conference. We dropped to 5-2 and 11-2 overall.
And I tell you, that T.C. game, we still didn't have our players all there.
Jada Hempfield's going to lead off for the Blue Devils. Kirkendall steps back into the circle, composes herself, and looks into her veteran catcher, Mahala Irvin. Irvin flashes the sign. Here's the pitch. Fastball inside. Swung on and missed by Hempfield.
Did you see the heat she put on that one? It's just like, I'm going at you this time.
Well, she's working with a 4-run lead here in the bottom of the seventh and has retired the last 10 Blue Devils she has faced. Here's the pitch.
Ooh.
Foul straight back into the screen. A rise ball. but had a spin like it was trying to be a curve. Is that what a rock?
You got me.
These pitchers got like 30 different pitches.
Yeah,
you
got to
add and multiply to get them.
Back when I played softball, it was slow pitch.
Nothing slow about this. Oh, here it comes. Here it comes. Popped up. Out of play.
Oh.
And it bounced off the netting and hit the umpire in the back.
Mahala Irvin, she's going to be a doctor. She says, are you all right?
Yeah. Just remember that next time you umpire when I'm at the plate. So, Kirkendall gets her sign. Here's the pitch. Just missed outside. Wasted it. That was on purpose. And Irvin sat way up outside.
Come on, Jada.
Trying to get her to chase something.
Kirkendall had that look like, are you serious? You're going that far outside? One ball, two strikes now. Just called strike three. Rung her up. Pitch at the letters and on the inside part of the play. Nice call. That was Irvin. That's the veteran catcher trying to play.
She framed it.
Last pitch you saw was way outside, and Irvin stepped in and got way inside. And Kirkendall put it right to her catcher's glove and got a strike out there. So that's 11 straight Blue Devils she's faced. That's going to bring up Katie Financial. I love the name.
Coach threw a pair of sunglasses out to Callie to give to Kelsey Alexander out in right field, but Sheridan gave Kelsey hers, and so Sheridan says, I don't need any.
So we've changed the sunglasses, hats, gloves. We're ready to go. Here's the pitch to Financial. Ball low. So Callie Kirkendall settled in after a rough start of the first three innings. Has not allowed a hit since the fourth. Got a four-hitter working right now. And a complete game. Financial, 0 for 2. Swung on, over to Galleon. Scooped up. Throw over to LaTrinqua at first. Well, she put a rocket right there. Nice play.
Galleon just is playing tremendous at shortstop. That she's never played the position.
12 in a row retired by Kirkendall, and we just need one more, and that's up to Kayla Lovett, who is 0 for 2 in this game. 6-2, Piska. Bottom of 7, 2 outs. Pitch, swung on, dribbled over by Galleon. A throw to first, and that's all! As the Black Bears win.
Play.
Against a very tough and impressive group of our Blue Devil. We'll be back for our post-game show in 1 minute, folks.
This broadcast of Sugar Bear Softball is being brought to you by Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, American Pawn and Pickers, B. Allen Construction, and Ken Wilson Ford.
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
Well, folks, welcome back to Brevard, North Carolina, where the Black Bears were victorious over the Blue Devils. Huge win for Pisgah in the conference. That puts them 6-0 in the conference. The score, final score was 6-2. Great pitching by Callie Kirkendall. She struggled in the first three innings, but she retired the next 13 hitters, Chuck. And then that fifth inning, you got to give Casey Gilbert, great pitcher for Brevard, but that fifth inning where they had the error, it kind of rattled her. And they made some mistakes, and Pisgah gets four runs, and then that seemed to be what sealed the deal for the Black Bears today.
It was an impressive performance
out of Pisgah, as you mentioned. That's superb. You know, when you settle in after a rocky start and retire the last 13 batters, you pitch a four-hitter, line score for Bavard, 2 runs, 4 hits, 2 errors, left 3 runners on. Pisgah wins this game with 6 runs, 10 hits, 1 error, and left 4 on bases. But it was the base running, too, when on the offensive side was great base running, challenging and very aggressive base running.
And that's one thing when I talked to Coach Goodwin earlier in the year. She said this year they had more speed than they've had in years and that they were going to try to be more aggressive on base running. And they have she's delivered. I mean, and that's probably what helped us with the win today is because we were aggressive. We put the pressure on their defense, and then that's when they started making the mistakes.
Well, folks, we're going to be back on here tomorrow at 3:45 for pregame show. 4 o'clock, first pitch. And it will be
North Henderson.
North Henderson.
It's the makeup game from last week, last Thursday when it rained and snowed and everything else that we had.
We'll be back live on WPTL 920 AM.
And then we got a game Friday, too, right here.
So we're going to bring you 3 games this week. We've already brought you 1. But the 6-0 Black Bears, we're going to go play the Knights at the Diamonds on the River Complex, a new name for the home of the state champion, Pisgah Black Bears. Folks, from my broadcast partner, Rhonda Berg, who was superb again this game, this is Chuck Fiebernitz. We have a final from Bavard. Pisgah, 6. Blue Devils, 2. We'll see you tomorrow.